podcast, Tom.
I was watching a little clip of Crooked Eye, the interview, and they asked, what drives you? What drives you? And Crooked Eye said what I expect him to say, because clearly he doesn't do this for the fame. He's just doing it. He just want to be the best rapper. He wants to be the most lyrical, the most vicious, which he is, and very underrated, Crooked Eye. And so when people ask, well, what is your drive? Not to be famous. Like I told you before, dog, there's things that need to be put in place to be famous. See, Crooked Eye got his, because that came at a time when you still had to have skills to get signed. Like early 2000s, that was like the last time when you had to have skills to be signed. And he was on death row. So, you know, he's been very, very, you know, legendary in it. So it's not about, you know, he doesn't have a platinum plaque. Does Crooked Eye, does he? I don't know if he does, you know, I don't even see that he does like the big festivals, like the BET Awards and the fucking Rolling Loud and all of that shit. He's underground and does songs with underground artists. So he does it for the craft, he does it for the art. And that's what I do it for. Even though my art ain't what everyone else does, because I don't know what people think when you come out of hip hop. Yeah. I just recently got someone left a comment, who was always a producer, on one of my songs called Boss Moves, which I should have fucking put on When It's Winter, but so I got other shit I can put on something else. And he said he fucked with the old school sound. So I'm just going with what my ears say. So I'd rather be underground and make and not be famous and just make music just to make music, because it's therapeutic and it keeps me busy. And I like creating beats. I like recording music. I like doing this shit. So fame and all that shit does not drive me. Streams and numbers don't fucking drive me. It's just the love of the art. Because trust me, there's these big rappers that you see. Even Doja Cat spoke about this shit. She can't do what she wants to do. Doja Cat. She is an obligation. It becomes a job. I don't have to fucking make music. I make music because I love to make music. At any given moment, I could pull the plug and just no longer have a distro kit because of yearly pay. And you would not see not one of my albums no more. And probably on Bandcamp, which people sleep on a lot. So I got to remember when I get back, I got to put When It's Winter on Bandcamp, regardless of what a backpackery. Yeah, this shit's trash. Major skip. Because it's not for these motherfuckers. Do it for myself. And for these small group of people that actually fuck with my music. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to have 1,000 fans liking your shit, you want to have 1,000,000 fans? No. I mean, that'd be nice, but no. I get 1,000,000 fans by actually having low-key big managers. Like Merkel. Let's be real with it. Merkham's the home. Well, I don't know him personally. Be a cool. But the only time I ever knew about Merkham when he sang one of my freestyles on IG, which means people do be watching. And, you know, that's how that shit happened. So, at the end of the freaking day, this dude blew up because he had a big manager. All these underground rappers be capping, saying that they got it, they doing it from the bottom, and they be low-key having famous managers and low-key signs of fucking like indie distro labels that is like owned by Sony, but swear that they're motherfucking independent. This is exactly why the game is so fucked up, because of people like that. So I'd rather do this for the craft and not care about numbers. Not care about streams. Just do it for the love, do it for the art, and just do it because. even with independent radio stations, I ain't gotta send shit to these motherfuckers. That's a choice. Every time I fucking put up a song on IG, guess who likes my shit? An independent radio station, Jelly, every time. Because she thinks the song is so fire, it fits with what she has. Like, yo, you should submit this song to my radio station. That's cool. But the issue is your fans gonna like it? Like I said, how awkward it would fucking be that you send a song, like, you put a song on IG, and a independent radio station curator likes it to the point they tell you, yo, send us this song. And then when I see the motherfucking song, you're fucking with it. Your homies fucking, your co-hosts are fucking with it. But everyone in the comments are calling it trash. Why? Because I told you, majority of these motherfuckers are fucking rappers that don't like other rappers. So they don't like your voice. I don't like your voice. I don't like the way he talks. I don't like none of that shit. I just don't like him. And they speak that industry talk too. He's not star material. You got fucking industry fucking managers on your shows. So the independent radio station is no longer, is now tainted. It's tainted, you know what I mean? He's back. With bullshit. With industry shit. You literally turning underground into industry shit. Into, like, you know, how the major is. What you're doing. That's what I just wanted to do this shit for the love of the music. I thought I wanted to be the dude to be on a Billboard chart. That's why I wanted to sign to an indie label back in 2012. And thought, hey, this will fucking work for me because these motherfuckers talk that industry talk that made sense in my ear at the time. And turn around, they didn't know what the fuck they were doing. Keep in mind what was around the time, which I didn't know. They were just throwing out mixtapes. Now, you have, at the time, I didn't know, CD Baby and TuneCore putting your music in stores. They could have said, yo, we got distribution with TuneCore, so record your albums and yada, 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 and then put them up in stores. You got to pay for that shit. For like every album, you got to pay like this amount. That's why I got DistroKid, because I can upload as much music as I want and then not have to pay a lot, just paying for just a one-time, you know, thing. But then you got these independent versions. Oh, that's bad. Okay, well, what you do? To me, that's convenient, because I ain't got to fucking be paying $6 just to upload a fucking song. I can just upload a fucking song and call it a day. The only thing I can do is pay for the extra shit that they have. That I don't really use because I got other websites. You don't need to do that. Just put my music in stores. But, so when they ask why you do it for the art. But then you got these type of people that see you as being a superstar, you know, putting that bat on your fucking back so you can jump off the fucking cliff and fuck yourself. Because I'm not a fucking superstar. Don't see myself being one. I might do little interviews because you can pay for that shit. Other than that, my guy, I'm not no, you know, I can send my shit to blogs. Ain't that much. You know, if I want someone to react to my shit, but nah, because if I have someone to react to my fucking shit, keep in mind what kind of fucking fan base that they are. Now, because the reactor, the host might like it, but they fans won't. So if I'm gonna send, let's say, some YouTuber that's into real underground rap and something that's unique and different, and I send this nigga one of my songs. Let's say my song, let's see. And it gotta be a song that's up, that's pretty, not no turn up song, because these fans are unpredictable. Because if I send a turn up song, hey, I don't like it. Yeah, no, no, no. Let's say I send a song called, Winter Blues. I say Winter Blues, right? And again, he's open to unique, weird music. You know, I'm into that unique underground rap. You would think his fans are the same way. He sends it, and you know how I started. rappers do anything for a week. I'm going off the boom, 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 boom. It's like, that's what I'm going off of. But anytime you start with a slow flow or anything that's weird, it's automatically trash. So it's clearly, like I said in my other podcast, most fans just want to hear the same shit. Anytime you do something that's fucking completely left, it's automatically whack, automatically trash, automatically mid. Because we're not used to this shit. They even openly say it. Like, I know, and with Eminem, when I saw that Eminem hate for like, what, an hour? It put me in a brain of people, of most of these fucking fans and how they think. Because we all know, if you have a sound that people attach to, you can't change it. But at the same time, change up your style to get with the times. Like, you know what I mean? But then when you do it, it's trash, it's lame. Like I say, don't say memories that people want to hear and people don't know what the fuck they want to hear. That's fucking confusing. Listen to the radio. Yeah, I do. Well, I don't. But I am aware of the sound that's on the radio, but let's be fucking real with it. If any rapper, because you're not wanting them, you want them to sound like who's ever hot on the radio. Then when someone does do it, come on, nigga, be unique. Have your own unique style. You say that, but are you open-minded? Like, I hate when most fans want to be saying that shit. We want ours to be unique and have your own style, your own voice. When you have your own style, your own voice, they hate you for doing it and want you to sound like someone else. And then in the same breath, once you do that, we'll sit there and call your shit trash because they don't get it. And they think that there's no market for it when there's a market for all kinds of music. Yeah, like I told you in my last podcast. How outdated are you if not knowing what's going on nowadays? I don't care what's the hottest fucking sound right now. Trap is a big fucking market that's oversaturated. Even Anthony Fantano fucking knows that. For 2 years, this damn trap sound's been dominating. It's overly saturated. Yet you got these, you know, producers / motivators, these music curators, these fucking influencers telling you to hop on a train that people are low-key getting tired of. I'm just saying. So, anyway, that's what I'm saying. So, I sent that song Winter Blues. I fuck with it. It's lo-fi mixed with drill. As long as dope, but keep in mind, this is me being myself, remind you, because I got some songs on rapping New England. But it's hard for me to rap normal because I'm so busy trying to be myself. The uniqueness just pops right out the fucking speakers. Within the first, because you know, like I told you, people got that short attention span where they'll hate, they'll like for like the first few seconds, they'll sit there and say, yo, I like this song. I like this song. Or for the first 3 seconds, I'm actually trash. I don't want to hear the rest of it. It's like I told you, and even other people say, today's fans are lazy listeners. Because these fools will call something whack with like the first 3 seconds of the song being played. Which is fucking weird. So, if the hook is too repetitive, even though it's supposed to be a hook, it's supposed to be, because the hook for the Winter Blues is giving them Winter Blues. Every time I'm in the booth, giving them Winter Blues. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? It's a hook. It's supposed to be repetitive. And yet, at the same time, it's too repetitive. If the hook is too repetitive, it's too repetitive. It's not Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. It's not shit that Laffy Taffy. That Laffy Taffy is I'm doing Winter Blues. Let's just say, just on the safe side, let's just say I sent a song in the cut, which people love that song anyway. Only thing I did was just rap it like a fucking verse, the hook-wise. The only thing I did was just wrote the hook and approached the hook like a fucking verse and then just made a few shit repetitive. Now, keep in mind how these fans, most of these fans look at rappers that spit slow and chill. They're scared. They're nervous. There's no confidence. Because anytime you rap in chill, and even, and again, you have this old school rap flow, and what folks say, he's too outdated. Yet you got 20-year-olds, 19-year-olds rapping like old school Eminem or rapping like Nas now in 2021. They're getting praised. So let me get this straight. I was born in 87. I grew up when Nas, I was in an era where Nas first started. I was there when the gangster rap scene first started. So let me get this straight. You're letting kids rap 90s who were born, let's say 1998 or 1999. You're letting them who never experienced the full 90s rap in an era they never grew up in, but just Googled and based off of finding CDs or MP3 YouTube videos about these songs, get inspired by these rappers that they never like was around when they came out, to make songs that sound like some 1990s shit, and you're giving them so much praises and calling them, you know, child prodigies. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna set up a podcast about motherfucking fans calling 16, 17, 18, 19 year olds who rap on some standard boom bappy shit child prodigies, because you're kind of overly doing it. Okay? Because a kid who's 17, 16, 18, 19, 20, inspired by Nas, doesn't make him a fucking child prodigy. Because you're rapping with boom bappy beats. Anyone can do that. Now, let's say this kid sends a missing song to an independent radio station. You're not going to hear a bunch of these kids say, he sound like some 90s old school played out shit, forgetting the fact this trap shit that you motherfuckers listen to has been hot for way over 2 years. Every time, you're not even tired of it. And every time when someone plays a song that's like, that sounds exactly the fucking, look at these fucking fools' albums. Every fucking damn album, the beat sounds the same. The beats, even these fools who we review or react to these motherfuckers' whole albums, the beats sound the fucking same. Talking about the same fucking topics, but yet, bootleg, whatever that blogger says, your songs are repetitive, yet you're a child, I'm just being real, who listens to trap music. And I remember last year you said, oh, the rappers that are up next. Every fucking damn song of these rappers that are up next, we're all rapping over the exact same fucking generic trap beat. So what the fuck are they bringing unique besides the motherfucking music videos that they fucking direct? Like, you niggas put so much energy and creativity in your music videos and your image, but you don't create none of that, but you don't do that when it comes down to your fucking music. So when you say unique, you're not talking about the music, you're talking about their whole fucking, you know, persona. Their whole, brand. You know, the music is bland as fuck, but the whole package of what you see in front of you is unique. Yeah. Don't think I don't know that shit. I know that shit. So anyway, let's say, you know, this kid sends a song to an FM radio station, 20 years old. I'm rapping over old school rap beat. Oh, that shit fire. Or wait, rap aggressively. Because, you know, all 90s rappers rap so aggressive back in the days when, okay, so Q-Tip didn't rap aggressively. Even though that was the hardcore hip hop, there were still some rappers that rap chill. Dilated Peoples. You know, majority of alternative West Coast rappers. Like, West Coast rappers are known to rap chill. You rarely hear a West Coast rapper rap aggressive. Rarely. So, nah. So, let's say, for example, I send a typical but unique West Coast song in the cut. And this is in my bag. This is my bag, my lane. And yet, the host, let's say I send it to Dorky or any host, someone say, yo, this shit is wavy. This fool is just on the beat. This nigga is wavy. Look on the fucking Twitch comments, trash, lame, trash, 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 lame, trash, 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 lame, trash, trash, trash. He raps too slow. Trash, lame, trash, 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 lame, trash, 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 lame, 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 trash. He sounds like insert rapper I don't know here. He's trying his hardest to sound like insert rapper I don't really sound like. But I'm gonna just assume he sounds like here. And you wonder why I don't put myself out there like that. Because I hate that shit. I really hate that shit. Because when everyone calls, this is why. Because if you're in a fucking damn room and every motherfucker calls you trash, you're really thinking that what you're doing is fucking wrong. Even if the host says that it's dope, you're going to have these motherfuckers say, come on, for real? You like this shit, bro? This shit's ass. And never explain why besides his voice. He raps too slow, which is not even that damn slow. And then his style is just too outdated. This is not the style no more. This is not the style no more. Yet you got motherfuckers on SoundCloud really trying to fucking recreate 2017. Trying to bring back that SoundCloud movement back. You see what I mean? You see what happening to, you see what's happening to music right now? Where motherfuckers are pushing you to make shit that is current. And then if you make shit that's fucking current, that's not even your fucking steez, they will call you trash. Still. And why would I want to waste my money and time on that? Like, seriously. And these motherfuckers so retarded, they do this shit, they don't fucking even know you. Or we went on your Spotify, your fucking numbers are low, so you automatically suck. Even though you can fake the numbers, so numbers don't mean shit. You can fake your numbers. I don't care how many underground rappers can say, I got these numbers by myself. I bet you beforehand, when it wasn't even a thing, they bought the motherfucking numbers first. Every rapper does that shit. They just want to tell you that they didn't do it. So you can believe this little fucking story that, hey, I started from the bottom. Hey, I grind to get this. Nigga, you just started putting out music last year. How the hell did you blow up that quick? But hey, here's what it is. But to add to whatever, I'm gonna fucking say it's this, my guy. I do this shit for the culture. I mean, I do this shit just because I want to. So I just love making music. I like being creative. I like making my own beats. I like rapping. I like making music. If I didn't have this, I would have no real outlet. Drawing was cool. I still draw whenever I can, but music is something I really love to fucking do. I don't care. And so I'm just no longer able to want to even do it no more. I'm gonna keep doing it because it's not just trying to be, because it's what these dumbass motherfuckers don't understand. We're gonna try to tell you, you too old to rap. This is an outlet, this is an art form. You see what I'm saying? You're caring about motherfuckers wanting to blow up. I don't give a fuck about blowing up because I know for a fact my style of music would never fit ever in the mainstream quota. And if I try to make mainstream rap music, it won't fit into the mainstream quota because motherfuckers don't like my style, they don't like my fucking voice. I'm too different. Yet at the same time, we were open to anything that's different and unique. Clearly, and since we in the underground where everyone wants to try to mimic the same practices as the industry late, as the fucking, you know, major record, no major like radio stations, because you go on any independent radio station, it sounds like the same shit you're in the fucking radio. So again, that's their standard, right? So don't be, but at the same time, they tell you, hey, can you send the music? You gotta make music that we accept all types of music. We accept all styles. No, the fuck you don't. Because if I send something that's unique and different, you're gonna call this shit trash. Or are you gonna have some fucking guest industry insider reacting to every single song. And then if the song doesn't sound, and if I send some shit that's unique, the first thing fly out this motherfucker's face is that the beat needs to sound more industry. Yes, he has to update his fucking flow. Have you ever seen someone say that back in the early 2000s or 08? You gotta update your flow, you gotta update your style. No, because it was stupid and unheard of. Nowadays, yeah, he has to update his flow. But Garzilla though. But Earl though. But Tyler though. He's just being himself. He's industry as fuck. So you just want everyone to fucking just sound bland at this point. I'm just saying. Because you're moving how these fucking industry radios are, how these fucking labels and radios are moving. So, like I say, dog, that's why this don't submit songs to Infinite Resonance. Because it's either you gotta play the safe game and just make shit that's not too different, but just kind of like peeled back, just so these fools can catch what the fuck you're doing. Or B, do something that's unique and to the point where it is so over their heads, they don't want to even want to hear it. Like, you can't do shit. It's like you stuck, and if you can't, like, this is not what, this is why I just don't do it. But the weirdest thing is when I post these songs that I would never submit to independent radio stations because they would never understand it, they're so on the industry quota, it's fucking annoying. They will sit there, listen to these songs, and make it seem like, hey, this shit can fit. This shit can fit into my, yeah, send this song to the radio stations. Send this song to my radio stations. This is what we need. This is what hip-hop needs. Send that fucking goddamn song. They'll be the only one vibing to it. While their co-hosts are not vibing to it. And the fucking artists that are in the fucking comment section is not one of my fucking fans. Shitting on it and calling shit trash. You look stupid because you wasted $10 just to be the first to have a whole bunch of mother, just to be up in the air, just to have a whole bunch of motherfuckers rip you apart because one motherfucking goddamn person put a battery in your back. Fuck out of here, dog. I ain't doing that shit. I don't give a fuck who likes my shit. I don't give a fuck if a goddamn OG rapper likes my shit. I'm not gonna let him, her, or whoever put a fucking battery in my back to submit a song to him so he can fucking react to on his fucking goddamn page, which he probably already do any fucking goddamn way. So a bunch of his fucking fans who are also rappers who swear I'm better than him. What you seeing this whack ass nigga? He's garbage, he's lame. And God forbid that they said you're killing hip hop, especially if you're doing something that's unique and different. It's not traditional. This nigga's trash, lame trash. You see what the fuck happened when Tony Baker post Locksmith? Because people so retarded, they think all white rappers who are lyrical sound like Eminem, even though Locksmith's not fucking white. Again, this is how dumb people are. It's like how y'all sit there and talk about how this dude, little Xan, he said the word nigga and he's white. No, Lil Xan is fucking Puerto Rican, bro. And if you think that Lil Pump is white when he clearly looks Mexican, you're fucking retarded. Like I told you on my N-word podcast, you let Big Pun say nigga like it ain't nothing, and not one of y'all said nothing. Nothing. Even let Cage say the word nigga when he was dissing Eminem. You let motherfucking battle rappers from Italy and the white rappers say the most racist shit in battle rap. But had a black rapper, battle rapper, because I've heard worse in battle rap. And I even made a podcast about that shit too. Years ago. So I'm just saying how it is, man. Listen how it is. Because if someone say, yo, this dude is up next, really? This nigga trash. He's ass. Go to this nigga Spotify, bro. This nigga got like 28 fucking monthly listeners and 20 monthly listeners, 28 followers. He got like 3 streams. He got a big fucking catalog. I heard like half of his fucking, like one song. That was it. I didn't hear no more of his whack, corny ass, man. This nigga garbage. His flow's weird. This nigga's beats are the only thing that's dope is motherfucking beats. So whoever, if he's producing his beats, he should just drop the mic and start producing fucking beats for people, bro. This nigga cannot rap. He got no shit. He's garbage. He did That's why I fucking hate cosigns. Zip reads that shit. And that shit hits me. Nigga, I don't know what the fuck OGC and you, but you garbage, you lame. Going to this nigga's profile, he ain't got nothing. He got one song and shit's ass. You see what I mean? But I ain't hating. Okay. Keep telling your fucking self that. That's why I say the underground is fucking fucked up, because no one supports. No, we don't support trash. Okay, what is your definition of trash? Because this is what I mean. This is what I'm talking about. It's like with the mid thing. What is trash to you? What is your definition of trash? To me, trash is that one dude that make that song, Ecker, Ecker. That, he, for real, is a song that does that. That a nigga, that a rapper goes, Ecker, Ecker. No, for real, that's a real song. That's trash. Any YouTube rapper or that, that's trash, but it's so trash that it's good. Or low-key fire. So, that's trash. Like, you got these YouTube rappers, man. They make the most dumbest fucking songs every year. But yet, like Lars, like Lars said, yeah, you know what it is. Him. He's trash, but he got a fan base. Because he's unique. He's different. Okay. So that dude Smiley should not get any hate. Well, he doesn't, because there are people that actually think he's fucking dope. Any hater. That's how he raps. And by that logic, that's trash. I don't rap nothing like that. But when you have people who stupidly just in unison call your shit whack, simply because, or sometimes they just dick ride, because the last person that they played was the fan favorite, then it's you because you're the new guy. Like, again, like high school, let's bully the new guy. Even though he got talent, let's bully the new guy and call him trash. And only until the new guy starts to get a lot of attention, a lot of love, still won't get hate. Now the people who hate him originally are starting to like him now. Again, high school mentality, bro. Again, y'all niggas came and tell me what the fuck whack is. Y'all niggas hear a song for the first 5 seconds and call that shit trash. Man, that's how the fuck y'all niggas listen to fucking music. Don't be surprised. Don't be mad about rappers making lazy fucking rap songs. Why would anyone put in the effort to write a song, come up with a catchy hook, try to make sure they don't say nothing trash, just for you motherfuckers to sit there and call the shit trash any fucking way? And for the most dumbest fucking reasons. Sometimes for no fucking reason. It just is. So when you got motherfuckers thinking like that, why waste my time putting myself out there like that to that extent? So that's when I put on independent radio stations and bloggers. And that's the only reason why my shit was hot, because I really was doing that. But not noticing the shit I was promoting was bullshit. But it's funny how the most played songs is my old songs, like Grand Theft Auto 3 and shit like that. I don't know what the hell made them songs so special besides the concept and the themes. I can't go back to that. Sorry. Because in real time, when I was making songs like that, what the fuck people kept telling me? You rapping too offbeat. Fit the beat. Rap on the beat. Fit, do things that fit the beat. I have a song called Fly Talk, and I am rapping literally on the drums. Niggas call that shit whack. Interesting. can't do nothing right. I feel like Eminem at this point. But whatever, dog. That's why I do this shit, for the love, and just because I want to make music. But trust me, these little industry-minded motherfuckers smither they way in and try to tell you how to fucking make music, and try to tell you your shit is not industry. You know that's not even your fucking goal, and everyone is meant to be at the top with the fucking goddamn big platinum plaque, dog. You're just saying that. No, for real, they're not. And especially my music, because I'd be damned, dog, if a backpacker, which shit could happen with my song, with these songs I have, like Piece of Cats, Anime Girls. Because they're like, nah, but we'll give you. I'm like, yeah. But for real, my older shit is getting, my worst shit is getting more attention than my new shit. What's that tell you? That's because you don't want these backpackers finding out, because the first thing they'll sit there and tell you is that you suck, you're garbage off of one fucking song. Because you got motherfuckers who are so retarded. One song is a deal breaker. One song is the reason why we don't like you. One song is the reason why you suck. One song. It doesn't have to be something new. It can be as old as 4 or 3 years ago. That one old ass song that's new to them, but the date says 2018, so come on. Oh, that one song is the reason why I don't like you. I do not see how the fuck y'all listen to the fucking music, but it is very fucking weird. But that's how a troll hater listens to fucking music. Not like a real fan that's really open-minded and really gonna give you a shot. I don't waste my time like that. Or money. And it ain't that expensive to put yourself on a blog. Ain't that expensive to put yourself on, no, it's not that expensive. Okay, well, my sister says, you trying to take care of a cat now? I don't care, it's not your life. But that's just a side shit. But I'm gonna stay on topic. At the end of the day, dog, when it comes down to it, when a question is asked, Mike, why do you make music? Why do you put out so much music? Why do you do it? Because I just love to make music. When motherfuckers become famous, they forget that shit, and because it's no longer fun, and it's work. And I agree with Joe Budden. Because it becomes work. You don't want your passion to become work. This ain't work to me. I just do this. I drop music because I love to make music. This is not work to me. I got one child. I got one cat. And I'm good. And I got a wife. They know I rap. Now, if I had no kid, it would have been way easier. But it still is easy because it's one kid. Now, to those who got multiple kids, yeesh. Leave that shit alone. You ain't gonna have no time for your fucking self. At least one kid understands, okay, daddy's recording music, let me leave him alone. Three kids, hell no. I ain't trying to have no big fucking family. That's not how I roll. I'm a minimalist. I keep shit at one particular number. One cat, one girl, one child. That's just how I roll. Life is so much easier like that. It is what it is.